I just wanted to ask you, Nick, I've got a list here of things here that people like me can do. Number one on the list is finish your course of antibiotics. Why is that important?
It's quite possible that the infection that you had will either come back or relapse in some way and need further antibiotics in the future. And unfortunately, because resistance can develop within you as well as within the population of bacteria, it's quite possible that the next time round, you won't respond to the antibiotic that you're given.
And number two is don't use your friends. Presumably this is because you might not be treating the correct infection. And I guess that's bad for exactly the same reasons that you've just stated.
Yes. And I think it's very important to stress that people shouldn't access antibiotics themselves. There are a number of ways that you can do that, some legal and not so legal.
Like on the internet, maybe?
Absolutely, yes. And you should always access antibiotics through a registered prescriber.
I didn't even know you could order antibiotics on the internet, actually. Number four is don't pressure your doctor for antibiotics for a cold. I know that's a virus now after this show, but is it just that you're making your doctor feel pressured? And I suppose the other side of that is that's not very nice, really.
Yes, and I think it's important that people know what to expect from a viral infection as well, not just that viruses don't respond to antibiotics. But for example, if you have a sore throat, you may still have symptoms 6 or 7 days after it started. If you have bronchitis, it can go on for 3 weeks, which is really quite a long time. And if you don't appreciate that, then you may be worried and go to your doctor expecting antibiotics. It's important to get proper advice if you are failing to get better. But if you know what to expect in various situations, then perhaps you'd be happier to go to a pharmacy.
Mm-hmm. So trust your doctor. And lastly, number five, wash your hands. I know this is pretty obvious given what we've just been talking about, but how long for? I've heard it's as long as you can sing Happy Birthday. Is that about right?
Oh, Yankee Doodle is the other one. yes, probably longer than we all do it at the moment is the easy answer, perhaps. But certainly washing your hands is one of the most effective ways that you can stop any infection from being transferred from one person to another.
And hand sanitizer versus soap?
What we do in hospitals is say that if your hands are physically clean, that is, they're not covered in dirt, then an alcohol sanitizer is absolutely fine. If they're dirty, you do need to wash them because, unfortunately, alcohol will fix dirt onto your hands.
Lovely.
And the other thing to bear in mind, of course, is that lots of these viruses that live on your skin are not vulnerable to alcohol. So you end up with a pure culture of norovirus or rhinovirus or whatever else. So you should just wash your hands.
Salient advice there from Chris and Nick Brown from Adam Brooks Hospital in Cambridge. Thank you very much. And many thanks to all our other studio guests this week. That was Martha Clokey, Hendrik van Veen and Peter Cowley.
And we finish this week with our question of the week. And this is where you put your questions to us and we find someone expert to answer them. And this time, we've been looking at Mitchell's chemical conundrum.